now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 3rd. Buffalo Springfield formed this week in 1966, calling themselves initially The Herd. Samuel Cardinal Stritch banned rock and roll from the Chicago Archdiocese Roman Catholic schools this week in 1957. I don't think it was too successful. The very first Supreme single, I Want a Guy, was released this week in 1961. In 1967, Petula Clark performed before England's Princess Margaret at the London Palladium. John Lennon's The Beatles Are More Popular Than Jesus remark was first published in Britain this week in 1966. Sadly, in 1963, Patsy Cline died in a plane crash near Camden, New Jersey, along with country stars Cowboy Copas and Hawkshaw Hawkins. Elvis Presley made his first TV appearance on the Louisiana Hayride program in 1955. In 1976, Elton John became the first rock star since the Beatles to be immortalized at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London, England in 1976. Diana Ross made her first solo concert appearance at Framingham, Massachusetts this week in 1970. The Fillmore East Concert Hall opened in New York City in 1968. The Beatles made their national radio debut singing Dream Baby, Maybelline, and Please Mr. Postman on the BB show Teenager's Turn in 1962. The Dave Clark Five made the first of 18 appearances this week on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. Sam Cooke, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney, along with Carole King and Jerry Goffin and Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, were all inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1987. A stalker was arrested trying to break into Roberta Flack's New York City apartment this week in 1995. In 1981, the documentary movie This Is Elvis with Ral Donner narrating premiered in Memphis, Tennessee. Eddie Fisher and Elizabeth Taylor divorced this week in 1964. In the studio, Hall & Oates recorded Rich Girl in 76. The Rolling Stones recorded their Love You Live album at the El Macambo nightclub in Toronto this week in 1977. Ike Turner and Jackie Brenston recorded Rocket 88 in 1951. Bobby Darin cut Dream Lover in 59. The Everlys recorded All I Have to Do Is Dream in 58. The Drifters recorded There Goes My Baby this week in 1959. The Tune Weavers cut Happy, Happy Birthday, Baby in 1957. And in 66, the Beach Boys recorded God Only Knows, while the Eagles began recording I Can't Tell You Why this week in 1978. Birthdays: Chris Rea is 73, Bobby Womack born 44, Chaz Bono born to Sonny and Cher is 55 this week, Paul Evans turning 86 this week, Eddie Hodges 77, Andy Gibb born 1958, Tommy Tucker in 39, Murray Head is turning 78 this week, Mary Wilson from the Supremes born in 44, Kiki D 77, Sylvia Vanderpool Robinson, one half of Mickey and Sylvia, born this week 1935. Peter Wolf, the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, is 78. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees, 79. Little Peggy March is not so little anymore. She is 75 this week. Randy Meisner, a member of Poco and the Eagles, born this week, 1946. Songwriter Carol Bayer-Sager, who wrote Groovy Kind of Love, Midnight Blue, Nobody Does It Better, and along with many other songs, she's 76. Mark Lindsay, former lead singer from Paul Revere and the Raiders, is 82. Lloyd Price, born in 1933. Billy Ford, born in 1919. And Keeley Smith, one-time husband of Louis Prima, born this week in 1928. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 3rd. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.